Welcome back to the podcast, Young Bucks, episode 97. Thank you for tuning in this week. We appreciate the recent love and support on the show and over at YouTube. Thank you for Kyle and Noah slash Spider-Man for coming on the show yesterday, or last week. It was a good time. If you haven't checked it out already, go ahead and check out number 96 after you listen to this.
Yes.
I actually listened to it at work on Monday or Tuesday, and it had me I was laughing. And it was like a lot of Kyle and his jokes.
Idiot.
So shout out to Kyle, man. Because like in the moment, we're having the conversation, but I'm also thinking about like doing it, and so listening to it is like there's no added pressure. So as I'm doing the work, or as I'm working, it's like it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
work keeps working.
Yeah, the work keeps working.
I unfortunately did not get a chance to listen to it this week. Didn't have any chance to do it at work. I was pretty busy at work, so.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't really have time for anything.
Not a lot of sweeping?
Nope. Not a lot this week.
Anything crazy you want to share?
No. Not from work.
Mm. What about after work this week? Did you do anything crazy any of those nights?
Did I do anything spicy?
Did you?
I don't know. Did I?
Did you do anything spicy on Friday night?
Oh, I think so. I think we went to Buffalo Wild Wings last night and did the Blazing Challenge.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do the Blazing Challenge last night.
No, definitely not. No, so last night, me, Henry, and a bunch of other guys, came to watch me eat a bunch of hot wings. Why? Well, to have a good time. But, I mean, it was a good time.
It was.
It went better than expected. No, I did not eat 10 hot wings in 5 minutes.
Blazing wings, you mean?
Blazing wings. Yes. The hottest wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. I did not do the whole Blazing Challenge, which is like 10 wings in 5 minutes. But I did order 10 Blazing wings. They were hot. They were hot.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Because, well, Chris was the main culprit, and he had 4. But the rest of us did decide to try one.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was a really good time because, like he said, I was the one that was supposed to eat them all. And then, like, a couple of the guys were like, oh, I'll eat one. And then a couple of the other guys said, like, oh, I'll eat one too. And so then I had 2 right off the rip. So, like, you start this challenge and, like, I'm just trying to eat these wings. I was, like, thinking about that first one. And so I go in. I rip the bone apart. I throw it back on the plate.
I mean, one bite took off all the meat.
Yeah, for like all 4 of them. And so I did that for the first one. And I'm chewing. I'm like, yeah, this isn't that bad. And like I eat that one and I just go right in for number 2 right after. Like I swallow the first one, pick up the second one, go right in. Clean bone, throw it back. Chewing. Mouth starts to hurt. I swallow it. And then I feel like I'm going to puke.
Ah.
So I did not go in for the third one immediately, which was the end of me, because then my mouth started to get hot. And really, I wasn't in pain. Like, I felt good, but just my mouth was on fire. The lemonade helped. The milk helped.
I thought you said the lemonade wasn't good in that moment.
I think I meant more beforehand.
Oh, okay.
So then I'll get into when I ate my third wing. So, like, as I'm drinking the milk, drinking the lemonade after the second wing, it's not alleviating the pain then, but because I had all that, when I ate my third wing, it wasn't as bad. And I think it's because I had the milk and the lemonade.
I see.
And it kind of coated my mouth, got into my system, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so I think that's why it wasn't that bad.
Could be.
But I wish that, like, I really didn't want to throw up, guys. I know it would have been great for video if I puked, but I was not trying to make the sprint to the bathroom or puke outside.
Yeah.
But it was such a really fun time because everybody ended up eating one. We got everyone's reaction on camera. Henry went for, like, a mile run.
Yeah, I ate mine, and originally, me and my friend who were sitting next to me, we were just going to have one bite. And so I took one bite of mine, and I like did so in a way where it did not hit my lips, because I know when you eat spicy stuff and it hits your lips, like, it's game over.
Yeah.
So then I like looked down at his wing, and he ate the entire thing. I was like, I thought we were only doing one bite. And he was like, I decided to eat all mine. So I just like, there it's on video. I just like kind of look at the wing, and I was like, all right. And then basically like put my mouth all over it. Just like... everything went out the window. I then immediately drank water afterwards, which you know you're not supposed to drink water after hot stuff. And then I think the best way I could describe it is just it feels like your tongue gets smacked. Like it's just this like stinging pain. And the flavor's not even good. That's
no,
the thing.
It was so gross. Like the wing was disgusting.
And maybe that's on purpose. Maybe they like make terrible taste. To couple it with who is here?
Someone's I have no here. Idea. Someone's here, but yeah.
I guess so. Anyways, the Blazin' Challenge. And then I hate too, like it gets in your spit, and then your spit is kind of just like sitting in the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then like that spice is like in the, it's terrible. But I had to show myself pain in another way, so I went on a full sprint across the parking lot.
Dude, this man sprinted. I thought you were only going to go to the other like road. No, he sprinted to the back of like the movie theater.
Yeah,
parking lot, and it's like, what were you doing? And I was just, we got it on video, and so you'll see that hopefully within the next week. But yeah. It was a crazy time because everyone handled it in different ways.
It felt like the fastest I've ever run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're the Flash sort of thing. Sonic.
Yeah. And two, like also I was like, is my vision going bad? Because I like started like not being able to see. I was like, dude, this, I just can't stand this pain in my mouth right now.
I think everyone went outside to cope, right?
No, I don't think so. Just you? No, there was a few other people, but not everybody.
So when I went outside, I just went outside to get you on video.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I went out there. I wasn't going out there to cope. I felt like I was going to pass out and throw up at the same time.
When you went outside?
As soon as I went outside.
Oh.
Yeah. It was not it for me.
Interesting. Yeah, I liked it. I did think it was funny because one guy was like, I watched the video back.
Okay.
And one guy who ate it, and I was like, oh, he's stone cold. And then at the same time, another guy had eaten it, and he's like, doesn't know how to react. Like, he went outside, and Chris was like, he's stone cold. He's going outside. Like, you thought I meant in like a bad way. Like, but stone cold is like good. Like,
yeah.
Like, zero emotion about it. And then, like, you said it another time, like, he's stone... Like, I think it might have been about me, like, stone cold running across the parking lot. And I was like,
I think it was for the meme.
Did not understand what I meant.
I think I was doing it for the meme. I was, I think. I'm going to have to listen. I'm going to have to listen back to it in confidence. But no, I've said it before, like, last night, and I'll say it again. It was, like, it was probably one of the best nights I've had. Like...
It was really fun.
Because, like, everyone was experiencing the pain, but it was, just, I don't know, it was just so cool.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
It really was. It was a good time.
Did you screenshot how long it was, or no?
Like,
the timer?
I mean...
I'm just wondering...
For your actual time?
Yeah, like I'm just wondering, like, how long before I ate that first wing... to bathroom.
Oh,
trying to do a little calculation. If you screenshotted when the timer ended. Cause I'm thinking about an hour and a half, guys. Like, it was not very long.
Okay. I took a screenshot at 8:06 yesterday of 22 minutes. So maybe you ate it around 7:45.
Yeah.
7:45 was the PM was the first bite.
We'll say that. And I kid you not, guys, I was in the bathroom at 9:00.
Yeah.
It was like, and I was feeling it before then at Kroger, standing in line at Kroger, paying for the ice cream I just bought was the most difficult thing of that night.
Dude, that's crazy.
And then having the 5-minute drive home.
I don't want to jinx it. I know I only had one, but I've been fine so far. Yeah. I think the sprint might have been the best thing I could have done.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. It probably wasn't as bad for you. But, like, no, I won't say that. That's too far. Yeah. It was a great night.
It was. I didn't expect it to be as fun as it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that was by far the best thing that happened.
Would you do it again?
With everyone else, yeah.
Is this an annual thing?
It could be. We try and get one more wing each time. I'm excited because the guy there, Matt, wanted to come on the podcast and do like the hottest hot sauce.
Like, oh, I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah. Like we would just do it here and get it on video.
Dude. That'd be tough. Wait, what is the hottest hot sauce?
I don't know. Like one of the hot ones, like 2 mil Scoville's.
Yeah. I don't do well with hot stuff, man. And it's partly,
I think it would be fun to do that and get it on video.
It might be. Yeah, that might be pretty good. I think it's mostly like the bad taste, like similar to the blazing. Like a lot of, like the hotter you get, the worse taste. There's no good taste.
Because it's going to be more bitter and like more acidic and kind of just gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm excited. I would do it again, but give it some time because it's still Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
So like a long time.
Yeah. Speaking of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are we going to... What are you doing here? What is this?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings was my first job.
All right.
And I had recently left my first job when we started the podcast.
Oh, did you?
And speaking of about the time we started the podcast...
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
I listened to the first and second episode that we have ever done.
Now, why would you do such a thing?
See, my thought process is, for one, we're approaching episode 100.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to like evaluate, like, where have we been? Like, what's the journey been like? So I truly wanted to like start the process of listening to like all of them.
Okay.
I think this was Wednesday. I listened to 1 and 2, and you know, it's Saturday now and I haven't gotten any further. Partly because it's like, man, we were such different people.
Because I was 16.
You were just finishing or just had finished your junior year of high school.
Wow.
And I was about a year out of high school. And in my stupid, like, self-improvement phase. Like, I know, it's bad. It's so bad, dude.
The self-improvement phase may have been your worst.
And like entrepreneurs,
it's up there with me getting my first job.
Entrepreneur stuff. You know what is interesting though is we talked about NFTs on last week's show, and this was the time like that I was in NFTs. I think we talked about it on the second one. But yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. It's cringe, right? To like hear yourself. But I think it's cool to have grown and to have it documented.
Yeah.
Because in a year or so or two...
It'll be good for our kids, but not for us.
Well, no, I mean, like, in a year or two, we will be different than we are today, and we think we're awesome right now.
I do think I'm pretty awesome.
Your shirt does say awesome since 2005.
Yeah. 2005, baby. Greatest generation.
Man, you're going to be 20 next year.
Nope. Oh, yeah, it is 2024.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
it's 20 next year.
Yeah, because it's 2024 this year, not 2023. That doesn't feel like a correct statement.
No. No, I remember thinking I was probably approaching 18. I don't know, but I was approaching being 18 years old.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but I distinctly remember thinking to myself, oh, I'm closer to 20 than I am to 15. And at that time of being 17, like, it feels like you were just 15. And, like, 20 feels like it's really old at that age. And then now I'm 21.
Now you're closer to 20 than you are 25.
That's true.
I never really thought about it like that. I guess I am closer to 20 than I am 15.
It's true.
But 15 really doesn't feel like that long ago.
It does for me.
That when I was 15?
No, for me.
Oh, 15. Well, it was a lot longer because you're now 21, though, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt as like, no, it doesn't. As far as like age goes, it feels like it's kind of all been one time. But experience-wise, like, I can differentiate the years.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Oh, the podcast. First two episodes. Yeah, yeah. About those.
Is that all? Did you just want to say that you listened to them, or did you want to give us something about them?
I think so. I mean, like, it's just very interesting that, like, 2 years ago, borderline, we started a podcast, and we were totally different then. Wait, I don't know. I don't even think we mentioned God on either of those.
Probably not.
Now we talk about it pretty much every episode.
Woohoo!
So, I mean, like, because here's something, too, is, like, with being a Christian, you're going to be, I mean, we were talking about this before the show, actually, like, you're going to be tempted in, like, into thinking things. Because it's going to be hard, like, the devil isn't going to tempt you into sinning in ways that you are already not going to. In a way right. that he can get people who are living a completely different lifestyle to sin. Like, the extreme, like, think extreme of extreme sins. So, to, like, know that that was a place that we used to be, of, like, that's kind of where we were spiritually. We were Christians, but, like, spiritually, it wasn't even a thought to bring up God on the show. But now, mm-hmm. it's like, that's kind of the direction we want to take our show. So, like, the confidence that we can have now, yes. knowing that, like, we were in a place where, like, it wasn't really important to us, and now we know it's important to us, it's like, it, like, adds confidence. Rather than, like, I don't know, like, is this how I've always been? Like right now, like, are we... growing, are we doing enough? But, like, we know, because we can listen back and be like, okay, clearly
we're
different than that.
Thankfully we have.
Yeah,
very good thing we've grown.
Yeah. And I think, like, you know, there's a reason for that, all those words and all that time recorded is out there. So I'm happy about it. I'm thankful. And I think to be there, or to be here, we had to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the case with everything in life.
Yeah.
To be where you are, the things that have happened beforehand, to let be unburdened by what has been.
let be unburdened by what has been. So stupid, bro. So stupid. Sorry. There's a compilation of the vice president saying this phrase that, no, like, what does it mean?
Oh, and it just keeps going, dude. I just sorry,
that was a great pull by you there.
To be unburdened by what has been, and it kind of fit for what we were saying, which is kind of crazy.
Dude, here's another crazy thought, is like,
yeah,
I feel, okay, at that time I was decent.
A decent human being.
Would I be in the way that we have grown over that time, would we be where we are today if we weren't doing the podcast? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, what, like, does the pod, like, just the podcast, not like us or the content, but just doing this, holding mics, recording, have the influence also to, like, almost as like a way of accountability, indirect accountability.
Maybe
accountability that we didn't even know existed until this moment where we've actually thought about it.
It probably has some sort of accountability. I mean, everything does to an extent. It makes you accountable to yourself and to God.
That's true.
So, I mean, I would have to assume it has some sort of accountability. I just don't know what that is.
Yeah, because I guess if you go to, like, the gym a lot, you might get better in different ways other than just physically being better. Mm-hmm. Like, your spirits might be higher, so you're more likely to do, like, a nice thing that you wouldn't otherwise do if you weren't feeling as good as you do.
All right.
Getting a little philosophical now, bringing it back to the early episodes. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you really want to bring it back to the earlier episodes, do you see the Cade Cunningham jersey up there?
Yeah.
I can see the baseball jerseys. The new, you know how the new baseball jerseys are?
Yeah.
That's, they got it from the NBA.
Oh, okay.
I think. Because the number's smaller, the name is smaller, and the logo is lower. And on baseball, they lowered the logo, made the name smaller, and the number smaller.
That's true. Yeah, I don't like the new baseball ones.
No, me neither. But I just looked up there and saw that, and I was like, oh.
I saw that. But anyway. The gray, some of the gray uniforms for teams, like the jersey, is a different color gray than the pant.
Really?
Yeah. But not, like, intentionally. Like, it'd be like if you had, like, if you went to Walmart and you got, like, some gray sweatpants.
Okay.
And then you went to Nike and you got, like, a gray hoodie. Like, the same kind of gray, but they're, like, a little bit off because they're, like, different brands and materials. Mm-hmm. I don't mean, like, dark gray or, like, lighter gray. I just mean, like, the same type of gray.
But just different hue.
Yeah. So then it's, like, it clearly doesn't match, even though it's the same. It's not like, oh, we want dark gray pants and a light gray jersey.
Make sports great again. It's bad right now.
Yeah. Dude, who is here?
I am so confused at who is here. I can't pick up on a voice whatsoever.
I can't either.
But anyway.
Oh, he has had some stuff for sale.
Who?
Maybe someone's just here to buy something out of the garage.
Anyway. So, yeah.
Let be unburdened by what has been.
Okay, what does that even mean? Let be.
I feel stupider trying to think about it.
Unburdened by what has been.
Okay.
Does it mean like let us be? Because just throwing us in there would make the whole statement make sense.
Okay. Let's start with the first phrase. Let be. So, just.
You gotta just let it be.
Let it be?
Let it be.
Let be. Let whatever it is be. So, like, let be.
It's a general statement. It's a general statement. Let be.
Like long live the Chaco.
The Chaco Taco.
I don't know if that even makes sense. Let be. Okay, unburdened by what has been.
So, what has been should everything, not unburden you.
Everything that has occurred to this point of letting it be.
You just have to let be what has happened.
And unburden. Maybe. So don't let what is happening right now be
a
held on to by what has occurred previously.
Or what has been in the moment.
What has been. Yeah, no. Like what has been is like what has occurred up to this point.
Right.
So we can let episode 97 be unburdened by what 1 through 96 have been.
We don't get into politics, but
maybe like episode 97 does not have to be dependent on 1 through 96.
But is that unburdened by what has been?
Yes.
Okay. Are we letting it be?
I guess.
Okay. We put these people in office. You guys put these people in office.
Not to be, like, I don't even think this is conspiracy at this point. Have you seen, there's a picture of, like, Joe Biden now and Joe Biden from, like, maybe 10 years ago or something. And he has, like, attached earlobes in one and detached in another. Like,
oh, yeah. Joe Biden's not running the country.
It's
like,
crazy.
It's not him. Like,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, it's not him. Like, people, I've heard a lot of people say it, too. Like, it's not Joe Biden. I believe it.
Or, like, his eye color is different. Like, there's just so many things as, like, features that don't change as you get older.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not him running the country or in office.
Bro, I feel like,
I think it's a clone, and I think there's other people actually running the, I think he's a puppet. Puppet, that's a good word for it.
There's a clip of Obama saying, he's like, if I could, like, my third term would be being behind the scenes while someone else is in office. Basically, it was like something like that. There's an actual clip of him saying that.
I mean, Joe Biden now, and Joe Biden, like, if you hear Joe Biden speak when Obama was in office, he sounded like a real human being.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like a good, like, not a good guy, but just like a competent human.
Right.
But it's just, like, not that.
I think what has been, no, I think part of why I have zero desire to even, like, think about what's going on in the political arena is that he is so incompetent.
Yeah. Is it bad that we don't think about the political and economic state of the
political economic state of the world?
Yeah. Is it bad we don't do that?
No. I don't think so. No, I don't think it's bad, because a lot of that is BS distraction.
Yeah,
I feel like if your question is it bad that we don't watch the news to stay up to date? No,
no, it's not.
No, and
because how do you know it's real? How do you know it's not real?
I think staying up to date on, like, vote, like, things that are voted,
is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're voting citizens. I'm still not registered, so maybe I am not a voting citizen yet, but I will be. Probably should do that soon.
Yeah. Before you go away.
No, I'll probably register in Georgia, so then I have to go back down to vote. No, never mind. Anyway.
No. That's a good crack.
So anyway, we can stop talking about politics.
Yeah, that might be the most airtime that's ever had.
And probably will ever be. Until, like, probably
until
the election.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk about whoever wins the election for a whole episode.
Okay, actually, I do have it, but this is a, it's related. Have you seen that the Kennedy candidate has offered Aaron Rodgers the vice presidency?
Dude, I did.
And he hasn't, like, rejected it?
No, he hasn't.
I saw the, like, Pat McAfee,
Robert Kennedy
thumbnail. Yeah.
RFK.
Which, he has my interest because he's his selling point is the housing market and wanting to make houses more affordable for young people and making it more of, like keep home ownership as a priority in America. Which, you know, people say things to get into office, so you take everything with a grain of salt here. But And I'd assume he'd be running on the Republican side. Taking from a,
like, independent.
That's more of a, he's independent? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Independent running.
Okay, that's good. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not going to win.
No, that's why I was going to say he's not going to win. Because he's running for president.
Okay.
But the candidates are Biden and Trump.
For real?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, man. I think we already had the voting. But I don't know, because I'm not registered. I haven't voted for anything yet.
No, I don't think we vote for that.
We vote for our nominee in the Republican Party if you're Republican.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. We don't know enough to be talking about this.
Anyway, all I wanted to say was the Aaron Rodgers thing. I just wanted to say
Aaron Rodgers, dynamic duo.
Do you think he'll do it?
I think he'll run with him.
Can't,
but
because he's not going to win.
Yes.
Do you think can you be in the U.S. office and play a professional sport at the same time?
Probably.
Does that even make sense? I feel like that would be tough. The vice president of the country, and you gotta
go put up 20 on the Lions later. Or the Falcons?
I was trying to think of a team with a good defense, but I'm out of touch with football already.
It's okay. The Dolphins.
They don't.
They have Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard.
They released him.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well. Man, anyways. I'm not keeping up.
What did you... Oh, do you want to talk about fasting?
Oh, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
So, guys,
I did the Blazing Challenge on Friday.
I did fast this week for a day. I fasted on... it started after I ate my last food on Monday and went till about 6:30, 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Nice.
So, it was about 24 hours. Now, I did not start the day in the mindset of fasting when I woke up on
Tuesday.
Happened
by accident?
Yes. But then I realized after I didn't eat, excuse me, after I didn't eat on first break on Monday or Tuesday, I was like, I didn't eat yet. And I was like, let's just fast, you know? Why not fast today? It's a good day. You're by yourself. Like, you're not really around anyone. You just have time to yourself. So let's just try fasting.
Yeah.
And so I fasted until I went out to dinner with a buddy, and then I ate then. I felt really good because on Monday, I kind of realized that I have a lot of pride and I've been really selfish and kind of insecure all at the same time.
With food?
With life. Like, I found myself, because we talked about pride a little bit, and I realized that I am pretty prideful. And I'm selfish in the fact that, like, I do more for myself when I could be doing more for other people. And also, like I have examples, but they're slipping my mind right now. I wrote them out, but I don't really want to look at it right now. And it's just like I don't need that in my life. Like, there are definitely things that I could be doing better at, like with how I speak and like my tone and the way that I like communicate with other people. And that's something I've been trying to do better at and been praying about. But, yeah. So then like on Tuesday, I kind of just took all that to prayer and then kind of just prayed over that. And yeah, it was good. I felt really close to the Lord, like on Monday and Tuesday. Really felt like Him in my car and in my room. Now, I will say, I was very tempted. I was tempted hard to eat. And it was when I made my lunch before I went out to dinner. I made my lunch. And dude, like, I was like... like, I know this is, like, not even on the same level whatsoever, but, like, Jesus really went 40 days while being tempted by Satan, and, like, like Satan was, put bread in front of his face, and he went 40 days without eating.
That's facts.
And I'm in here making my lunch, and I just want to take a bite of a fruit snack. Like, I had a pack of fruit snacks right here. I just wanted to lick the knife of peanut butter after I finished putting peanut butter on bread. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. I was like, Jesus really did this for 40 days, and I'm struggling right now. And so I'm like, wow, he really, like, it kind of put to perspective, like, because, like, I was tempted to eat, but I was like, God is stronger. Like, God, like, getting closer to God right now is more important than eating is right now. Like, because I have the Lord, I don't need to eat.
Sure.
You know, and He's the reason I will get through this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was good.
Very nice.
It wasn't as hot. Like, my stomach was, like, hurting when I was making my lunch. That's when it was, like, come on now, you can eat. And I was like, nope, I'm not gonna. But then when I kind of occupied myself with other things, it wasn't as bad.
Nice. So essentially what you're saying is you let be unburdened by what had been that day.
Basically.
And all days previous, too.
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's good. That, for real, though, that is good. That's an interesting thing. I really like when people say things that make the Bible very realistic, such as that. Like, oh, Jesus, like, you know, he lived a life, and he, like, 40 days, like, over a month, was in a desert wilderness being tempted literally by Satan.
Crazy.
And like the three biggest temptations that you can face as a human, he faced. Yeah. Like I listened to a podcast / message today, and the pastor was talking about
already.
What
time did you wake up?
5:45.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't even hear my alarm go off this morning?
No.
Oh, that's why you didn't move around.
No.
Because my alarm went off this morning because I forgot to turn it off. I was like,
same room, two different beds.
Henry's probably, for new listeners. Henry's probably upset brothers. That my alarm's going off.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, 5:45, went to the gym. Went for a little drive with the sunset. Or sunrise.
Sunrise. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, cool. Good for you. Proud of you. Happy.
Anyways.
Great day on a Saturday.
Yeah. He was talking about, like, the end of Matthew 11 where it's like, come to me who are burdened and heavy laden and I'll give you rest.
Oh, you know, just the theme verse for grandma's church sermon series.
Sorry. I listened to two. It was a different one. It was Matthew 8 where there's demon possessed men that approach Jesus, and Jesus wants to cast out the demons. And so when he's talking to the demons, they say like we are legion, we are many. And they're like, cast me out into the pigs. But the message before, or the verses before, it was when they woke up Jesus on the boat when he was sleeping to calm the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he was like, well, Jesus didn't get any sleep the night before. They woke him up and he had to calm the storm. He's probably tired that day. Like stuff like that, where it's like you don't really think about, like when someone says stuff like that, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Think like
perspective.
Jesus was talking to the demons and these people on like an off day. He was like, he was probably overwhelmed, but he wasn't overthinking. He was just doing what he needed to do, even though he might have been facing like tiredness and being overwhelmed. So it was a good podcast, but I like when stuff like that is brought to light. Rather than making it all like serious and superficial, and like I think making it relatable is very nice.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. So are you gonna be fasting regularly?
I would like to make it a regular thing, like once a week, and then maybe more. Yeah. But there's always a but. Then you have Wednesday and Thursday. If we talk about our praises, we must talk about our lows. And I was very low on Wednesday and Thursday, if I may say. If I'm being honest, I was low. I was not good.
What caused the low?
Laziness.
Laziness. Yeah, that'll do it.
And it's bad. I'm a lazy human being. I'm a lazy piece of crap.
Seems like you got a lot to do as well, potentially.
Yeah, no, I do.
Because you are going to be out of the state for 3 months. In about 8 weeks.
Well, I'm going to take the time while I get off of work to...
1 week has already gone by. If you think about that, like we literally were here, sorry to cut you off, but we were literally sitting here last week on last week's episode talking about how you had 9 weeks and like all the different stuff we needed to plan. There's 8 left now.
And we have not talked, and nobody has spoken a word about
this. No. After we left on Sunday, everybody went their own ways. We have not, like, resurfaced any conversation. Like, a whole week just went by.
Yeah.
Think about if you had 1 week, like, just like Kyle was saying, like, how he had a friend who had, like, 1 week left, and then boom, it was gone.
Yeah.
Like, that week just flew by.
Yep.
Anyways, go ahead.
So yeah, I am like, I'm so lazy and I hate it. I hate how lazy I can be, because I got home from work on Wednesday and it was so nice out and I just didn't know what to do with my time. I wanted to like eat some food. I wanted to relax, but I knew I needed to read my Bible. I needed to work on my finances. I needed to work on the podcast.
Sorry, you sound like an elderly man.
An elderly man? Well, working on the podcast is not an elderly man thing. There we go. I brought that in. But yes, I did sound like an elderly man. Like, I need...
My finances!
I needed to do these things. I needed to make my lunch. I needed to clean the house. Because you know what's good about doing those things when I get home from work? Damn. I can relax for the last hour of the day on my phone if I want to. Because I've done all the stuff for the day that I need to do. You know?
You let be...
Unburdened by what has been. You know? Like, that's the thing. Like, if I like read my Bible and then work on my finances or something and then go make my lunch, right? My lunch is made.
Sure.
Then I can work on the podcast, get a video done, and then I can, if I want, I can just sit on my phone until I go to bed, which would be like a half hour at this point, you know? And it, like, or watch
you get home at 3.
I know.
Or you get done with work at 3.
I get done with work at 3.
So let's just say you get started at 4.
I normally get like around shower time and then reading my Bible and then... I'll normally clean the kitchen too. My after work activities.
Gotcha.
And then also the podcast.
Nice.
So yeah. By the time all that gets done and then I eat dinner too, that's... another one. Yeah. But the thing that like makes me mad is that I spent that time on Instagram. Not watching a video on YouTube. Right. Not watching a show on Netflix. I was scrolling on my freaking phone for an hour, dude. Like,
I can't say that, but
I would much rather, if I were to waste time, I would have much rather watched a YouTube video. Like, not YouTube shorts, but, like, a YouTube video.
Right.
Or, like, a show on Netflix, but no. I was like, scrolling.
Oh, I accidentally watched a 30-minute YouTube video about baseball doesn't exist.
Yeah. Like, what about, like, I know it's still, like, oh, man, I probably shouldn't have done that. But it's, like, at least I learned something.
Yeah.
Like, I was aimlessly scrolling 30-second shorts for an hour.
An hour?
I think so.
That's bad.
I know. Yeah. Like, sorry, who is here? Like, we hear someone talking, but like, who is it?
It's next week's guest.
Yeah, apparently so.
What were you saying?
I'm lazy.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, the only two things on my mind are who is out there and to let be unburdened by what has been.
All
right. I had a response before. Hang on.
So, yeah, guys, that's kind of just what I've been going through. But I fixed it, I think, last night. Read some good word from John and feeling better about myself.
You said something that I wanted to reply to.
Spending time on Instagram for an hour, scrolling 30-second shorts.
Thursday night you told me about a podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I got Instagram back to like find it.
Oh yeah.
And then you like went to sleep, and I just scrolled on Instagram for like probably 30 minutes to an hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's bad. For some reason, Instagram does that to you.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
I hate whatever I see, except for this guy that likes to commentate basketball.
That guy's funny. Hoopology?
Oh, no. I meant the guy that was talking about the pasty point guards.
Oh.
Nicholas Middle to Upper Claxton.
That was funny.
Why I oughta Porter Jr.
The Buddy Hield one was funny too.
Sorry, there's a hilarious guy on Instagram. He's funny. But anyway.
Yeah. He's good friends with Shrek.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. Anyway.
Climbing out of that rabbit hole that we unfortunately embarked down. I think that brings it to my topic.
Are we good? Are we good? I got my rant out of the way.
Yeah.
Nobody want to say anything?
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah. You want me to go grab the door?
I mean, I can go grab the door.
While I go?
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, before we get to that, I just have a general question. And maybe you can, like, I know I'm older than you, so I don't know, like, exactly what insight. But just to get this thought out there, because I saw that our neighborhood is redoing the road in our neighborhood, which is much needed. My entirety of life, this road has been needing redone. It's been that bad. And it is crap. It has gotten worse, right? But so I read the thing that they wrote in the mail, and it talked about how the price of the overall project, which was north of $3 million. And then the words that followed that was without interest, like not including interest. And I'm like, how are we in a place where the city or like the neighborhood needs a new road, the township gets it together so that they get a new road, a company local to the is doing the road, the residents are paying for it, how is it going through a loan? How is, like, why are we getting into debt? So another, like, things that are also on the top of my mind is that thing in Norway that happened that, like, got done in 2 days.
Yes.
And I'm like, other countries are doing this more efficiently. And then I'm also thinking about probably, like, the next thing that came to my mind was, like, all these sports betting companies are just raking in money. They're throwing out bags to creators
because
to be,
they know they're going to make it back.
Exactly. Because it has so much influence over people just giving up their money for stuff. So how are there so many, like anybody could rattle off probably like 10 sportsbook companies.
Yeah.
Right away.
Let's draft them. What? No.
DraftKings. You could probably name more sports betting companies than like quality restaurants. Or fast food chains, or pop. Like there's so many.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's so much advertising. And you know what successful companies do?
They advertise.
That make a bunch of money. They advertise.
Mm.
So you know, like the
pharmaceuticals.
We don't even need to go there. But what I'm saying is,
do not get me started. Now who's starting like an old man?
The commercial to like profit ratio, like the commercial volume, so like how many commercials you see to the profit volume of the company, like you only see a ad every so often for like Roundup weed killer, you know, because it's like a seasonal
thing. That's a summer thing. You see it during baseball season.
It's not
season.
Like raking it. Like it's probably doing really well. But this is just a small example. I had to think of something that everybody knows. But you see.
Was Roundup off the dome?
Yeah, you see sports books, sports betting companies, this, that, and the third. And it seems like they popped up out of nowhere, too, by the way. There's so much consumer activity into that. That, like, how did we get to a place where, like, a road is something that everybody uses and it's something that... I know the two don't go together at all, but just the overall mentality of the country and how money is spent and how it works. Like, there are needs that like we will like get into debt for, but then there's like that, which is like, this is money that I do have and I'm gonna bet on the fact that I will potentially make more based on the activity that someone else can do and has control over. Like I'm just saying the mentality and the brain function behind how we got to a place where this is the reality, because it couldn't have started that way. You had to give something that you had to get what you needed. And then it's to a place now where, like, the mentality is, like, there's no ownership over, like, just paying for something.
Yeah.
You know? And I know, like, I don't have crazy life experience, but just observing the reality of what is happening. Like, and I'm, like, having these thoughts. It's like, well, how did it get here?
Like, what if everybody had the mentality of everyone else's best interest in mind rather than money?
Maybe.
Because if you think about it, I'm sure things would get done a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how can we, like, how can this get done with the least amount of responsibility required?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I hate to hate on my job, but because it's my job and it pays me, but, like, we should, like, and, like, it's not, like, my company's fault. I mean, it could be. I don't know whose fault it is, but, like, we're a little overdone on the date our job was supposed to be finished. I'm just saying, like, I realized, like, if people did the job that they actually loved rather than just doing it for money, people would be a lot more efficient. Because you would, instead of having 8 guys on a job and 6 of them don't want to be there, they're just there to get the money, they don't actually love what they're doing, I'm sure you could do a lot better with just having 2 of the 2 people that actually like what they're doing rather than 8 and only having 6 that don't like, and having 6 that don't like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you got rid of the 6 and just had the 2, you'd probably get a lot more done.
It's possible, yeah.
It's possible.
Because, yeah, I guess there's, like, the mental and emotional
right, because if
too.
You love what you do, you're going to do, like, you're going to pursue that with a
kinda,
passion.
Kind of like if you, because I think it can be tough to, because job is very practical. But, like, if you have a star athlete who doesn't want to play in the city, it's better to trade them away, get 3 players who, like, will be coachable for the team aspect. Like, it might be better to have, like, the lesser talent just to get the emotional side cleared out so you can do better. I think if you talk about, like, something like that in a nobody listening to this is, like, has any practical concept of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody either works or does something.
Schooling.
Yeah. Homeschools their kids.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like, so, like something that's, like, very practical.
Everybody has a responsibility.
Yeah. But, like, that's how my brain would be like, oh, like, superstar. Like, what? Like, the emotional
sure,
thing.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Because having a job, we're like, following. You're talking about, like, a team. Kind of. Like, that's on the job. Like, we're on the job. So, if the whole, is there's not unity, it's tough to get stuff done. What you're saying. And yeah, it is interesting. And I wonder, and I'm not, like, educated enough to know if, like, what the prophecy is on, because I feel like there's got to be some sort of prophecy around how, like, the trajectory of, like, I don't know. It seems too big to not be something, like, somewhat, like, is malicious. Just, like, big picture bad.
I mean, isn't casting lots, like, betting in the Bible?
Probably.
I don't think we're supposed to cast lots. I believe that's what... There's some... I know there is scripture. I can't think of it.
I just mean, like, as far as, like, the whole end times thing.
Oh.
Like, what...
We're,
like,
definitely getting close.
Because, I mean, the gambling is a very non-steward act of the money
scholar.
That you've been given to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting. There's a lot of thoughts. But yeah, I just, like, I read that, and we had recently talked about sports betting, and...
We'd probably make a lot of money off it.
No, dude, I'm terrible at those things.
Yeah.
Those types of things, I'm bad. And I'm glad that I'm bad, because I have zero temptation. I know my limits. Even with, like, crypto, the same thing. Like, that's a prime example. Like, the thing we talked about last week on the show, go listen to it if you, when you're done with
this. Yeah, we're not going to expound on it at all right now.
like that's the type of thing where it's like, oh, okay, this is a good idea. I'm gonna just hop into it, mm-hmm. and then bad. So
yeah,
learn my lesson. Don't gamble.
So
yeah, that's my rant.
I do have something to say really quick. I think the whole it costing $3 million north of without interest is inflation a little bit as well. Because
not,
I don't think it should be that much money.
It's not a big neighborhood in the sense of like, but it's, there's a lot of houses. There's a large number of houses in the neighborhood. So there's a lot of road to cover. I don't have any concept of like the cost. I don't know if it's like, oh, well, 10 years ago, this would have been 800 grand, but now it's like 3 million. I just mean, like, it just seems like you should be able to work that out within, like, if you started a city right now from scratch, just say land, and like you had money saved up, you bought the land, and you built a building. And then you invited people to that building. And then someone else is like, oh, I want to build a building there. And I just am trying to think of, like, from the starting point, could you facilitate something to not... You could loan money, but I don't know. It just seems like if you're going to be working on something within... something, you would pay for it or be able. I don't know. I don't know if this makes any sense. I just think like the money patterns are very interesting. Like, how did it get to a place where there's actually a website? I think it's called US Debt Calculator.
Okay. Yes. It's very bad.
It actively shows you
the debt we're in.
Yeah. And it climbs. I'd be interested to see.
We looked at that in school last year. Who knew we were a political and economical podcast? Because apparently we are now. Welcome to the Political and Economic Young Bucks podcast, plus Bible.
US Debt Clock. My apologies. Let me see. Okay, so the total US debt we are in is what I think would be $97 trillion. And
yeah,
it is,
that sounds about right.
It is going up by the, or I guess down by the thousands. Every, like, you know, when I just started that sentence, it just went down $1,000, our debt as a country.
Wow. Like, we're just rapidly losing
money,
guys.
You can see... like, there's different categories on here.
Isn't there, like, China's is on there, too?
Population. I don't think so.
U.S. debt.
Our small business assets are going up.
That's good.
It's interesting. I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm not, like, super educated to, like, formally say all these thoughts. But this is just a place for me to, like, get them out.
Okay.
I just don't understand it. And also, too, like, think about like an asset that pays you a percentage back. I forgot to text him back. Anyways,
so like a house. A duplex.
Like, people pay taxes every year.
Yeah, we do. Well, I don't yet, but we will. I will.
So it's just a mismanagement of money because everybody's paying taxes. Well,
I understand your rage. I understand it.
I'm not necessarily mad. I'm just strongly confused.
It's your opinion. It's like, or it's what you believe, right?
No. Don't put words in my mouth. Right. I'm not saying that this type of stuff is keeping me up at night. But
what are you saying exactly?
I'm just saying.
Are you just going on a rant?
I'm just trying to, like, okay, so, like, I'm not, this is very uncontrollable for me.
Are you just speaking your thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, like, it's not a controllable thing. It's not something that is emotionally tearing me down. I'm just saying, this doesn't make sense, and I'm trying to bring it to people's attention.
Ah.
I, like, this, this has been brought to my own attention through my own observance.
Kind of through just this podcast currently.
So I kind of want to give my... I just want to bring attention to the subject. I don't care in the sense of like... I'm like this is like I need to change this. I gotta get out into the communities. I gotta run for an office, but I'm not there.
Mayor. Come on. Mayor Deering, 2025.
I don't think that the mayor runs that year.
2024.
It's an odd number.
I don't know. 2024, anyway, mayor.
Yeah. 2023. This is just a topic for attention.
Vote if Henry should run for Mayor Grange Hall. Mayor of Michigan. Mayor of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Good save. Anyways, yeah, that's all this is. It's just like, think about it. Like, what is happening? I'm cool, though. I'm good.
All right. Me too.
I swear, this isn't like a...
Stop going back into it if you are good. It's like the fourth time.
Amen. No. So yeah. My, I guess, struggling topic thing that you like you mentioned one. For me. Sorry, I didn't.
It wasn't the road?
No.
Okay.
No. And I wasn't trying to. That was just my funny segue.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to demean your topic. But for me, lack of self-control. Now, it was interesting because we talked about this on Wednesday at church, and I had no idea until about an hour before that that's what it was going to be talking about. Like, we're reading a book.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you guys read a book?
Yeah.
And so you didn't
I didn't read the book.
Ah.
But the day before, I was like, I need to have more self-awareness and self-control. Not necessarily, I would say, with myself. Sorry, I feel like that was redundant. I like need to take time for myself to like have self, like be self-aware and to like have self-control. Like,
yes.
writing things out to be like in more control of what I am doing rather than just doing it aimlessly. With a general direction.
Okay.
Have more specific. Okay, actually, this is how I broke it down for myself. In the macro, the big picture, I am very sound vision wise. I feel very sound in my vision. Micro, day to day vision, I'm very blurry.
Okay.
I do things that add up to the bigger one, but I feel like I could be a lot better for myself. I know myself, and I know how I operate best, and I have not been operating at my best. So, therefore, I've been...
not operating at your best.
Right. Which is mentally discouraging.
Yes.
Right? Because I know I could be doing better. So, it's like, I know I could be doing better at a day-to-day level, week-to-week level. Than I currently am,
mm-hmm.
But like I said, big picture, I'm pretty good. I like the direction that I am going, setting those like further down the line goals to like, okay, this makes sense. Like what I'm doing today makes sense for that.
Yes,
but day to day, I could be better at being more aware and in control. So it was interesting that Wednesday we talked about self-control. And then someone had mentioned like control of like time, like feeling like they're always rushing around. And I was like, oh man, I kind of feel like that's me. And we've talked about that, the Ruthless Elimination of Hurry book, which is a mouthful to say, but it's a good book. I read it a while back and
sorry.
I mean, obviously it's talking about kind of slowing down, having margin, It's a Christian book too, so it's talking about Jesus and how he was very slow. And like that verse we mentioned earlier, Matthew 11:28-30, talks about having rest, having rest. Jesus inviting you to have rest, take his yoke.
Give him your burdens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have been struggling with that, with the it's interesting because I've been doing good with the big picture. I've been like staying top of mind with like what, and I'm like, I feel really good about what I'm doing. Everything that I'm doing, I feel really good about it. But like managing it, I feel like I'm kind of doing a poor job. For my standards, I would say in general, I'm doing pretty good, but like, I know I could be doing better.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's probably like my low.
Your low is just your self-control.
So yeah, self-control, self-awareness.
Knowing that there's the potential for you to do good and you're just not hitting that.
Yeah. 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 And no, I think it is kind of, I'm kind of scared that if I do that, then I won't be as dependent on God. Because like, then I'm like, am I doing too much for my own self? Like, am I trying to do too much? But I also don't think he would have made me in a way that I operate really good when like I write stuff down and like am proactive with that.
Yeah. Because I think it's all just from the enemy, like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff that's not confidence and stuff that's draining and stuff that's like, I forgot the word we were using before, but like it's all from the enemy.
Like temptation to be that way.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with me, like with laziness. Like, I feel like we're going through the same mental struggles, just yours is with self-control and mine is with laziness.
Yeah.
And yours has a lot more,
let's
like
kind of go together.
Bigger things. You have a lot more bigger things on your plate than I do, especially today. And like, I literally just have me to take care of and like just my job. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to take care of. And yeah, I still... like my goal for this week is to like basically as soon as I walk through the door of the house, put my phone like underneath like a pile of blankets and pillows and like lock it in a safe. And it's just like, and I because that's my biggest thing is just this stupid 8x11 or like 6.
Definitely not 8x11 is the size of a paper.
I know. I did not mean to say 8x11. I don't have an iPad. But just like that, I hate that thing. Yet I'm on it constantly. And it's like with you, you hate that you don't put things in time slots and you just have a lot of generalization of stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
But, and it's like, and you just hate that.
Right.
But yet you still do it. And yeah, I still do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's how, like you said, at, I don't know if you said this on the podcast or if you said it before we had the podcast, but it was all recorded. Like, the devil will tempt you and try to draw you away from God, not by stuff that you know you're gonna, that you've overcome and know stuff that you don't struggle with. So like, God's not gonna, or the devil's not gonna try and tempt us with like porn, because like that's not something we struggle with, you know? But like, he's gonna tempt us with self-control or laziness, because that's like, I could sit in my bed and eat a bowl of candy, like a never-ending bowl of candy.
Yeah.
But like, and you could, you're a very hard worker and you're determined, and so the way to get in a determined person's like head is like throwing their schedule off, and that's what that's what's happening. And so like, that's how he's getting to us. And I definitely, and the bad part about me is that like, I noticed that and still decided to be lazy.
Yeah. I think knowing it is, being aware of it and knowing it is half of it, but it's not all of it.
Right. You still have to make the decision to get up, mm-hmm. get out of your bed and do the work that you need to do.
Yeah. 100%. So, yeah, I will say I guess if I could mention a small high is that
sure, I guess we can talk about the goods.
Yeah, just like a small win is the habit of not purchasing small stuff has been going really well.
Oh, like we talked about last week.
Yeah. Ironically, after we talked about Speedway and not having anything, we all went there after.
Did we actually? We went bowling. I don't think we ever ended up going.
We went after we went bowling. You got that orange drink. Stupid orange drink. Luke got the blue one. I don't know. Who knows
what I got? Kyle the got. Extra, extra large.
Yeah.
Orange drink.
Which I kind of like the chocolate milk protein chocolate milk, mm-hmm. which is overpriced. That is overpriced.
Yes.
I almost got one today, but then I was like, no, I can't. I got to stick to it.
Stick to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the
self-control with that has been pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Something I did this week, because you said something about finances, or like, I know I said something about finances, yeah. but you said something about debt. Oh, debt. And that made me
think. Did I?
Yeah. When you were talking about the whole roads.
Right.
And it made me think of Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
And so some guy asked me how I was doing. Like, I was going in the elevator and he was coming out of the elevator. I was like, how you doing today? He's like, good. He's like, and yourself? I was like, well, I'm doing all right. And then I got in the elevator and didn't think about it. And then Dave Ramsey comes into my mind. What does Dave Ramsey say every time someone's like, how you doing?
Oh, better than I deserve.
Yeah. And so I was like, what does that mean? I was like, better than I deserve. And it's like, my day sucks right now, but it's still better than I deserve.
Sure.
Like I deserve death. I deserve punishment. I do not deserve a relationship with the Lord. And so like, I was like, like when someone asks me how I'm doing, I'm always going to be doing better than I deserve.
Yeah.
Like even when it sucks. So like, then the next day, I was walking into work. Some guy was smoking outside and he was like, how you doing? I was like, morning, how you doing? He's like, good, how are you doing? I was like, better than I deserve. And he was like, huh, I doubt that. I was like, or something like that. I kind of just laughed and went inside.
Opposite?
Yeah.
Of what, like, you're doing.
And so, but anyway, like, I don't really know why he said that, but like, I was just like, it felt good to say that. Because I was like,
We got to come up with our own tagline.
Yeah, we do. But it was just like, because that's how I'm doing. I am definitely doing, like, and I was just like,
You know, that could be a good, way of introducing that.
The Bible?
Yeah, to somebody. Excuse me. If they were like, if you did that, you said that, and then I'm sure
someone would be like,
what is that? Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, I don't deserve this life. This job sucks, but I don't deserve it.
Right. Yeah. And that's where, like, full dependency on God comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I swear, I had something else to add to that, but can't think.
Better than I deserve, Dave Ramsey. How you doing? Taglines? Nothing coming to mind?
Oh, nah, this isn't really it, but I can't say it again. I won't say it again.
Let me unburdened by what has been. How you doing? To be.
Yeah.
Whoa, did you see that?
Did you see that back there?
Wait,
show me again? Oh, stop sign.
Oh, well, hey, speaking of stop signs, this has been episode 97 of the Young Bucks podcast. Yeah, this has been it. This was episode 97. We have been recording for a very long time, and it's been a great episode. I'm really happy with how it went. And today is going to be a great Saturday.
Yes, it is.
For a multitude of reasons. Yeah. And we will get back to you on our Instagram page.
Next week.
Join the bracket challenge. We have already had 5 people join. What?
Is the tournament released? Everyone's positions?
That's tomorrow night.
Gotcha.
So you have me, merch winner 23 picks one, Johnny P, and reigning champ trophy emoji have joined. So join them. First and second place get a prize. So do not let 50% of the winners get a prize. It is on the Instagram story. Go check it out. Go join. Yeah,
we'll post it every day
until it starts, which will be Thursday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's tournament quick. Starts Thursday.
Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.